We have a red light. We have technical difficulties surmounted and surpassed. The overheating tower is not doing the show. We're doing two other things. Weird, weird, weird. Happy Tuesday to you, Kelvin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are we raining?
It's sunny and blue skies.
Oh, well, well.
No rain. It's all
as a photographer, then, aren't you like, once you get a message from like the Duke or somebody to take some pictures for postcards?
It's perfect postcard weather.
Right. Okay. Very good. Excellent. And today on Tuesday, the SEO tips are just as good as the weather in Cambridge. Can you imagine? It's that good. First off, and the show notes, as I oftentimes forget to say, the show notes for the shows where we give you the links and the content we discuss are going to be available on the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. If you go to that link, then you'll get today's show notes. They're up there, or they will be within the hour. So the first thing that we talked about in SEO tips is it's great if you're going to do SEO for the whole world. That's not really that hard. But if you get into a local market service area, let's say that you're a tire shop, okay, and your tires are sold in Detroit, Michigan. So you don't care if you're number one in San Francisco, California search engine. You don't care so much if you're doing well in Miami, Florida, like if you would if you're selling an ebook that's going to go anybody that speaks English. So then becomes the puzzle of how do you find local directories, local search instances, and in some cases, local groups. You'll find that on Facebook, for example, I found in looking there, there are groups specific just for discussions based on the area where we live. So give that a go. That's the hard part. The puzzle becomes a little bit stiffer go when you're doing SEO tip for local search and definitions. So take notes, do the research. It's not going to come easy. So the second thing, and this was brought to us by a link from Bruce Clay. I think I've been a fanboy for 20 years from Bruce Clay. He started off in SEO back in the 90s. And he's got a link about monitoring social media traffic, the tricks, the tips, the tools that you're going to use, and I won't go into all the details. The link is available in the show notes I just told you about. So give that a look, and you'll really, really like it. And finally, the pearl in the oyster, as it will, the last thing we're going to talk about today is Search Engine Journal put together a blog post from a young lady whose name I can't see because the scroll's not there. And the 15 podcasts about SEO that you should be listening to. Anybody that's into search marketing that's not listening to these, they said, these are the ones you got to have. So I went through and looked at all the different 15 titles, and they're all available in the link. All but three of them were linked to iTunes. So, ergo, by popular acclamation, and I asked Michael Murphy this last night in his podcast show on Monday nights. Be sure to catch that one on Blab if you get a chance. The rule is iTunes, you got to do it. It's not a maybe. It's not like, gee, it would be nice. Any provisioner that you're getting to archive your podcast, make sure that they've got that bridge built to iTunes, or build one yourself, or hire Kelvin to do it, because you know that film costs money. And so that is today's set of SEO tips and tricks from the Geyer Cook Report, and they're again available on the Podbean link, the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. Give that a look. And so the show has now concluded up to the point of we're going to do the shout outs. Thank you for the people that are listening and that will listen in either iTunes or in one of the audio things. And all of the show notes have the list of the places that you can listen to this show. And so rather than be redundant and we had a discussion about this earlier. And Amnon, I'm sorry. Thanks again to Amnon for being co-host yesterday. Pinch hit relief pitcher for Kelvin, who was away on holiday. And a shout outs, as always, the company that likes to clean. That's right, Edinburgh Dusters. If you're in across the pond and you need a place to clean out because you're going to rent it again, you know, it's up for rent, then give Kelvin a call. He'll point you at Edinburgh Dusters. Ah, you weren't ready for that one, were you? I got you. And shout outs continue. We'll thank Barb Tomlin's got a group in Facebook about live streaming. Look that up. Thanks, Barb. A little shout out for you there for being in chat. Thanks for listening. Kevin Scullion as albadigitalmedia.com. Hardware and software consultations or questions to ask, that's the guy to go to and get that rolling. Don't talk about printers with Kevin. I learned that this morning. That's not a good topic.
It's a sore point.
Yeah. We're not going to be killing any trees in Scotland anytime soon. Not if Kevin has anything to say about it. A big thank you to blab.im. And at the same time we talk about blab.im, we're going to give a shameless plug for Friends Just Chatting. If you're thinking, well, yeah, I'd like to try this Friends Just Chatting out. Well, there was a school that came in this morning on Friends Just Chatting from Minnesota, I think it was. Their team mascots, the Royal Oaks. And the media class, one of the students in the media class was showing Blab. And so there we were, live and direct into Minnesota. Oh, and Barb just put her link up in chat. It's go to facebook.com, WAC groups. And when I say WAC, I mean forward slant, bad habit. So slant groups, slant, capital B, Bravo, Tango, Sierra, Live with a capital L, BTS Live, and you'll get that group. So we'll give that a go. If you're into live streaming or you're thinking about it, there's some good people to consult with there. And thank you for the props and that shameless shout out. So I've said all the thank yous that I'm going to do. Amnon, I know you want this to all be live, but I'm trying to get this shorter because less is more in these instances. And so as I say at the end of every show, those three magic words, and we know what they are, it's a wrap.